In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, Law of Attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hi guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode today, another solo cast, and today is another part of the Motivation Drop series. So this week I wanted to share with you all about unlearning the process and all about why we seek processes and what processes really are, and how they work with the law of attraction and spirituality. And I think it's a really interesting topic because it has seemed to have come up time and time again for myself, for my friends. We seem to be discussing this, and also even in podcast episodes that I'm recording with guests as well that are coming out later this year. So I thought, there seems to be a theme with this. There seems to be a potency to it. So I thought it was the perfect time to bring this to the podcast. But first of all, what I want to share with you is a couple of service announcements. So I have a really exciting competition over on my Instagram where you can win a year's membership to my manifestation membership worth over $249 or 180 Great British pounds. So we are doing an exciting competition to give one lucky person the chance to have a year's access to my manifestation membership, which is absolutely phenomenal if I do say so myself. The doors are also open to the manifestation membership. So if you do want to enter the competition and you're also wanting to join the membership, don't worry. If you enter and you win, we will refund the monthly or annual fee that you've paid for the membership. So don't worry. So don't worry about joining before the doors close and then wanting to enter the competition. You really can have the best of both worlds. So the doors to the manifestation membership are open. All the details are in the links down below and on my website under membership. And the manifestation membership is just a really beautiful community. We actually did an episode with some of the queens a couple of months back. You'll find it here on the podcast where they share their experiences and their manifestation stories and what they've experienced in membership as well so far. So of course you can go and head on over and listen to that as well. But all information is on the website regarding the membership. But the competition, if you head on over to my Instagram, which is at I am Emma Mumford, and you scroll down until you see the little phone and podcast slash win image, it's not too far down, you'll be able to follow the instructions and enter. So all you need to do is leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen to this podcast on. Take a screenshot and email it to me. And there's a few extra little steps on the Instagram post to be entered. So do make sure to head on over to that and follow the steps to be entered fully. But I am so, so grateful for all your wonderful reviews, all your wonderful comments so far. It honestly means the world. So I'm really pleased that so many of you are excited to take part in the competition. And you have until the end of August, the 31st of August, to enter. So a couple of weeks. And also another service announcement. I very rarely do these, guys, as you know, so I'm sorry that we're piling them in at the beginning, but there's lots of exciting things happening. So another service announcement is a gentle reminder that my soulful writing, pitching and marketing your book course is open for enrollment now. So my sellout course is taking another intake, and basically I'm helping any aspiring self-help, spiritual, non-fiction or fiction authors help to birth their books. So I'll be helping you to birth your books, helping you to pitch, and giving you the exclusive, and this is not offered anywhere else, the exclusive opportunity to pitch to two mainstream publishers directly through my course, which is unheard of and not how the process works. So you also get a ton of useful contacts. You get masterclasses from myself and best-selling authors and leading industry experts in the publishing sphere, giving you tips and tools on how to publish, market, and write your book. So we start on the 13th of September. So the enrollment is open now, and we have a few spaces left. So if this does tickle your fancy and sounds like some of you, all of the information can be found on my website emmamumford.co.uk/authors or under the course tab. So please go over and have a look at that if you feel like this is something that would really serve you. I'd love to help you birth, write, and pitch your book and bring it out into the world to help and inspire people. And I'm so pumped to do this course again. It is one of my favorite courses to run. And I'm just so excited because I love hearing your book ideas. I love seeing them coming to life. And we have, excitingly, a couple of the authors from the last intake who have signed their book publishing deals, which is really exciting. And a couple of other ladies are also in the pitching process as well with our traditional publishers, which is also really exciting. So it's so rewarding and fulfilling and just lovely for me to see people's books actually coming to life now after you've heard about them for so long. So I'm going to shut up now because we're all talking about the process and service announcements over. Thank you for staying put. Thank you for listening, and hopefully those are helpful to you. Righty ho. So on to the important stuff. So talking about processes. Now, as we know, it's no secret. I'm a Virgo. I love processes all day long. I love structure. I love step one, step two, step three. And the number one thing that people come to me with in my coaching sessions, or even just in like my DMs or even Q&As we do, is I want to let go and surrender. What are the steps to do so? And you know, people come to me, what are the steps to manifestation? What are the steps to this? What is the process to letting go and surrendering? What is the process to obtaining the goals that I want to obtain? And of course, because I'm a Virgo, I create steps and I create processes to the law of attraction. But what I have learned over my own inner journey and healing and manifesting and all these different things that I do in my own inner work and obviously in my outer work with you guys is learning that actually there is no process for a lot of things. We live in a universe that is not linear. So we as humans crave linear structure. We crave linear structure and we crave a process because it's control. And I witness and recognize now when I get into these, I guess, phases of control or wanting to control, because I'm like, well, I just need the step one, step two, step three, and I'll be good. Like, give me the process and we're all good. And I'm learning this deeply with my third book I'm writing at the moment, because Spiritual Queen wrote itself in a very structured format. Positively Wealthy was really easy. It flowed so easily. The structure flowed so easily. It was a process. It was my, you know, it was a process in itself and it works 1,000,000%. But this book, I can't share too much on it just yet, but I'm literally in the process of signing the book deal, which is super exciting. And hopefully I'll be able to share some stuff later on this year, because it's not coming out until winter next year. So we've got a little bit of a wait. And the reason why is because it is taking me on such a journey myself, but also it's showing me how time really works and how the universe is not linear. So that book is being written backwards, upside down, back to front, forwards to back. I mean, that book structure has probably gone through about 10 different drafts so far, and my publisher is still like, okay, have we decided on this yet? And I'm like, nope, the universe is still channeling this through me, but I feel like I'm getting clearer. So even I feel that frustration of wanting to even write a book in that linear structured format, and it's not allowing me to do that. And it's not allowing me to do that because of the themes, the topics, and it's teaching me the very things that I will be teaching you. And it's really funny because I have clients who come to me, and again, this is no judgment because I am that person too, and have been a lot over the years. And you know, they're like, I guess they don't understand maybe the depth of the work, and they're like, you know, I really want to manifest this, or, you know, this is my goal, I need an X amount of time, I expect you to, you know, help me get to that. And I'm like, great, we will try our hardest. But I'm like, what you don't see is actually the really deep inner work journey we're going to go down in order for you to truly manifest that from an aligned space. So even then, it's that seeking of a process, a seeking from me, that easy, simplistic process to obtain everything they've always wanted. And of course, we have to have positive intentions of things flow to me with ease. I love that, of course. But also we have to witness that the universe flows in a non-linear way, which means as humans who crave structure, who crave control, who crave that step-by-step successful process, we have to learn to unravel that. And it's really interesting because over the years, as I've had these conversations with friends, with peers, even with myself and, you know, clients as well, you know, I've come to realize that really this whole spiritual journey and the healing journey, and really when you let go and surrender, if this is resonating in terms of that step of the process, is, you know, that actually we have to almost unlearn the process. We almost have to unpack the process and not follow a process. And yes, there are things that we can look at, you know, in sessions, I say, like, absolutely, there are things we can look at. There are little tasks and actions we can do. Absolutely. But what we're doing is not a process. We're just unraveling. We're getting you to the place where you are surrendered. We're getting you to the place where actually you're flowing, not forcing, and you're not needing a process or a step-by-step or even results because of the way you feel. Because in that place, you're naturally flowing, you're surrendered, and you know there is no process. So really, everybody is different. You know, I could say, you know, I could write down a step-by-step of like how to let go and surrender, but that would serve me possibly, because that's my own experiences, and maybe a couple of other people. But on the whole, it's not going to serve everybody, because everybody's healing, everybody's, you know, everybody's work is different. And when you're working with something that's not linear, the law of attraction process is very different. Let me just specify. So obviously there are certain things that need to be in place, obviously, for that to work, which is why we have the five-step process. So in that sense of a process, we can, you know, let it off the hook. But in terms of a process to let go, in terms of a process to heal, or even things like that, I'm talking more healing and letting go and surrendering. These are very non-linear things. These are very much things that don't have a process or a A to B as such. It's very much like a higgledy-piggledy spiral of we go this way, then that way, then back, then forwards, and up, then down, and you have to kind of like go with the flow, essentially, which is easier said than done, absolutely. What that control is of our, you know, as ourselves wanting a process or obsessing almost about a process. You know, me and my friends often talk, we're like, we love a process, like give us a process and we're high on life. But there have been very open, raw conversations my friends have even had with me where they're like, Emma, stop trying to control. You're trying to control even subconsciously through wanting a process. And actually, there is no process to what you're seeking. You just have to show up, do your best, and see how the cards fall, see how they stack, see what happens. Go with the flow. What will be, will be. And of course, that does not please myself to hear that, of course, and I don't think it pleases many people to hear it, but it's the truth. And it's what we need to come back to ourselves and almost take back our power. Because at the end of the day, you know, when we look at the self-help sphere, spiritual gurus, teachers, whatever, like none of them are miraculous, you know, Jesus Messiah beings, the oracles. We are all our own best guru. We just need some helpful reminders sometimes. We just need that person to just, you know, say, hey, remember your power. Remember that you know this tip and tool deep down, but I'm just helping you to uncover your power, your strength, your healing, your amazingness, rather than someone giving that to you. So we crave processes, but actually sometimes the best thing that anybody can give us is actually just support unraveling that process. And that is what I guess coaching is to some degree. Of course, there are some processes that absolutely help. You know, for instance, in a child work, for instance, like my course I do, and obviously in the modalities I work with in my sessions, a process really does help and support that. But also I'm very intuitive with it, so I tailor it. So if a client comes to me and things aren't, you know, going along the process or hunky-dory, we tailor it, we switch it, we change things, we work with what is going to serve that person best. So this proves that yes, you can have every process in the land, you can read every book, ask any person for a process, but how that plays out in your life will be completely different to how it plays out in my life, for instance. And that's why we have to be flexible with our approach. That's why we almost have to unravel why we are seeking a process. What is the control underneath that? And it's control, and it's coming from our inner child who maybe didn't feel safe when they were a child. So therefore they control to feel in control. They control to feel, to keep their head above the water. And the problem is that, you know, and I was having this conversation recently, that sometimes when we get exactly what we want, the inner child, the ego, the inner critic is the loudest. And I said, isn't it ironic that that happens? And this person said to me, but yes, of course it happens, because there's nothing for it to control. So therefore, when everything's going well and there's nothing for the inner child to control, it starts to find problems where there aren't problems. And that's where self-sabotage happens. So again, this is the same thing when we're seeking a process and are desperate for somebody to give us that answer, that process to fix all of our issues. Yes, there are some helpful processes that absolutely can help, but really it's a whole bunch of intuitiveness. Really, it's a whole bunch of non-linear flowing where you can use tools and you can use modalities and you can use things to absolutely positively impact that. But really what I would suggest looking at is the control factor and healing the control within you and the inner child who is seeking that control, who is seeking that need for perfectionism and that need to have a step-by-step process. What's so scary about not knowing? What is so scary about flowing and allowing the universe to naturally help you surrender? And this is where that inner work comes up, whether it's control from the inner child, whether it's limiting beliefs or fears. This is where the actual inner work comes up, which pushes us back to the second step, believe, not the fourth step of letting go and surrendering. So the letting go and surrendering stage is very much divine feminine energy. It's very much that releasing, that allowing, that flowing, that receiving energy. And when you're in that energy authentically, you're not seeking, you're not controlling, you're not even looking for a process, because you're living in the present moment. So if we look at it, control is also future tripping or past tripping, because we're trying to control something that hasn't even happened yet. And we're trying to control things to feel a sense of security, to feel a sense of something, whatever that might be for you. It's mainly security. So ask yourself of why are you seeking a process? Maybe there is no process to what you're feeling or what you're experiencing or where you want to go to. Maybe there is no process. And as we look at ourselves as, you know, a collective who seek processes, who seek perfection, who seek this step one, step two, step three simplistic approach, we're really robbing ourselves of the actual true essence of spirituality. We're actually robbing ourselves of the true essence of our, you know, our spiritual being, our energetic self, who isn't linear, and, you know, where we come from isn't linear. And we're forced into this kind of linear world here on Earth where we then try to control things with linear patterns and time and things like that. This is part of the spiritual assignment, to unravel the process. And the process is to unlearn the process. Because when we unlearn the process that we've been conditioned with societally and on a personal level as well through our childhood, we don't seek perfectionism. We don't then seek control. And instead of freaking out and panicking and be like, oh my God, I need someone to give me a process to fix this now, we're able to say, what happens if I just felt this? What happens if I just sat with this? Why do I feel like I need to go in with a process to fix something? Is it because you don't feel enough? Is it because of the perfectionism? Is it the control? Only you can answer that, because everyone will be different. But it's a really interesting one to sit with, because everybody seeks a process. Everybody does. Even me, even I still do now. My friends have to be like, come on, Emma, stop it, stop. And, you know, it's that helpful reminder to me of like, shit, I'm trying to control here. And why am I trying to control? what feels insecure for me here to make me want to control. So really when we're seeking a process and we're getting frustrated maybe that even a process isn't working, even the law of attraction process, we have to remember that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
That is a reminder from our soul that time is not linear, that this world is not really linear, and that healing is not linear. We as human beings are not linear. Nothing about us is linear apart from how we age and time. But really this, you know, how we are as a sovereign spiritual being isn't linear. So we have to almost like take ourselves out of everything we've learned to realize that actually when we seek processes, when we seek perfection, when we seek that solution, that three-step solution to our life's issues of shit, I don't know how to deal with this, so I just need a process that's going to help me. We're actually just not allowing ourselves to really process our emotions. We're not actually allowing ourselves to witness what the fear is of maybe getting something wrong or doing something wrong or saying the wrong thing. You know, we have to look at, are we scared of getting it wrong? Are we feeling insecure? Are we feeling the need to control? What is it contributing to which is requiring you that process that you need so desperately? Because really, I want you to take away from this that the process is unlearning the process, and that yes, you can have helpful processes that help and positively nurture and guide you, but they're not the definitive process. They're not this, you know, it's, and to give a really good example of this, if we take it out of spiritual context, say with business, for example, if someone claimed to have like a 6-step process to becoming a 6-figure business, just chucking that out there as an example, that's great, but that's worked for that one person and maybe a couple of handful of their clients too. But on a grand scale, if you marketed that course or whatever it was to, you know, a large group of people, it's actually like typically and statistically not going to work for that many people. And I'll tell you why it's not going to work. Because every single human being is different and everybody's processes are different. And what works for one person may not feel good and aligned to another person. So if you're saying, well, you must go on social media and post X amounts of time a day, and that person's like, nah, that is not for me. That does not feel good. I don't want to do that. You're then saying to that person, well, if you don't follow that process, you're not going to have this guarantee. When actually, if that person followed their own intuition and their own guidance and followed their true authenticity, they probably would be just as likely to make that 6-figure business in those 6 steps, but their own 6 steps, their own non-linear 6 steps. So what I'm trying to say here is that in a world full of diversity, in a world full of people who are so different, you know, in so many different ways of like every single human being is so unique and beautiful, beautifully different, we can't have this one shoe fits all process. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. And people are going to resonate with some things, people are going to resonate with other things. And that's the beauty of having so many different tools and modalities. That's the beauty of having so many different coaches and authors and teachers and gurus, because then people are going to resonate with different things that work for them and work for their own individual process. So we have processes on different levels. We have a process, as I've just given there as an example, of, you know, whether it's work or personal life or whatever, like our own internal processes. But when we're seeking an external process to fix something or solve something or to give us something, we really have to be honest and allow ourselves to say, right, instead of seeking a process, I'm going to ask myself and feel into what emotion I'm avoiding. Why am I seeking something like that? Why am I seeking a process? What do I feel that process is actually going to give me? What are the emotions and feelings I feel a process can give me? If it's security and peace of mind, then that's not what a process can give you at all. Like, let's be real, that's not what a process can give you. You give yourself security and you give yourself peace of mind through doing the inner work and healing. I want you, and obviously I have so many videos on my YouTube, podcasts here on the podcast, and blog posts as well over on my website, and obviously my inner child work in Inner Child Joy. I want you to connect to your inner child. And if this episode has really resonated with you and you're like me who loves a process and you're like frustrated when there isn't a process and the universe is like, just go with the flow and trust, and you're like, what? This is the worst advice I've ever heard. That's not possible. Connect to the inner child, because the inner child is running the show. The inner child is screaming out to you because they don't feel safe. They don't feel held. Maybe they don't feel seen. Maybe they don't feel worthy. There's so many different things that could happen. So I have some YouTube videos over on my YouTube channel, Emma Mumford, where I help you connect to your inner child. There's meditations that you can do that with. So I really want to challenge you and invite you to do that, because it's really important that you sit with what is coming up underneath that and look at why you are craving that process and how you can unlearn the process. Because the real process is unlearning the process. So how can you unlearn the process and allow yourself to be truly present and maybe not know the answers? Because we're born into a world where we have our whole entire lifetimes to learn whatever our soul lessons and soul contracts, whatever is. But we, you know, I felt that pressure. There's this pressure to know everything and get it right. And it's like, heck, like I'm only 27, nearly 28. Like I've got the rest of my life to get it right. I've got the rest of my life to nail these lessons. And I think it's also about giving ourselves permission to get it wrong. Give ourselves permission to be in the messy middle and give ourselves permission to fuck it up sometimes. Because guess what? That's how you learn. That's how you grow. It's how you evolve. And it's how you learn. But when we're seeking a process, we're seeking somebody else's proven method to fix a problem that isn't their problem. And that's just not how life works, because your soul contracts, your divine assignments, your lessons that you're learning is not going to be what that person's gone through, because they've gone through their own lessons and their own learnings. So any process that anybody can give you in whatever context we're talking about is a guide. It is a guide from their own personal experiences and lessons. So you can use it as a guide. You can use it as a roadmap, a guide in terms of like a map. But whether that's like the most updated version of the map, it's probably not going to be, because you are different and you are unique. And you should always tailor that map, that process, and make it work with you. And the only way that's going to work with you is actually surrendering and actually going with the flow and saying, right, okay, here are some steps that may possibly help me, but really I'm going to have to do this blind as well. And if that's scary and that feels awful, then there's the inner child who doesn't feel safe. And that's the first step in the process, to look at, because you need to be able to give your inner child what they are seeking in terms of process and control. So what are you trying to control? Why do you feel out of control? These are all great questions to ask yourself and inquire with. Because when you sit down and journal upon those answers, you'll find out what's really going on underneath and how you don't really need a process. You probably need to do some inner work and actually surrendering into that moment and going in knowing that, heck, I trust the universe has my back. I trust that I'm going to be able to handle whatever life throws at me and learn along the way and do the right thing in every single moment as best I can. That's the real process of life. So the process to letting go and surrendering is totally non-linear, totally. And yes, there are things that you can do task and action wise to help complement that. But really, that person's process is going to be so unique. And circling back in quickly to that example I gave you about that business, you know, like someone saying they had a 6-step process to having a 6-figure business. The reason why it won't work for people is because everybody is different. And also, if someone may not feel motivated to then go do that because it's not resonating with them and it's not a process that's actually helping them, it's actually a process that's hindering them. So you will have, and I have it in all my work, you have people who will excel and do all the work and get the results they want, and you'll have the people who won't because they won't commit to it, or it's just not a process that is resonating with them, or they're working along their very own process and getting to that finish line of where they want to be in their own time and in their own way, and actually going along maybe a different process. So really, we have to take processes as guides, as helpful guides and reminders, but not as fact, not as a foolproof, 100% proven, this is what you're going to do to get exactly what you want, because only you yourself can give that to yourself, and only you yourself can know the right things to do, because everybody's life is different, everybody's circumstances are different, everybody is totally 100% unique. And what the universe is helping us to learn here is that there is no process. And actually, when we let go, when we surrender, when we flow, when we don't control, everything we need comes to us. And it comes to us because we're not doing a process. And it's so ironic because people laugh at me when I say that. And they're like, but everybody has all these like complex processes and everything to this. And I'm like, yeah, because it sells, because people want a process. And while you can absolutely, like I said, give processes, absolutely, I'm not trying to like discredit my own work here either, like you absolutely can have processes, but they're guides. And it's like, take this guide and make it your own process, take this guide and make it work for you. And that's what a real process or a real guru or a self-help teacher or coach should be doing, is helping you along that way, positively guiding you. But ultimately, if you're seeking a process, if you're seeking that, really, you are the process. It's your process of unraveling your own layers. It's a process of unraveling the process. And, you know, you have to go along that in your own unique way and learn why you're seeking that. And the reason why that processes sell well and are obviously appealing to people is because it's security, it's stability. And people are like, oh, that feels safe. Great. I don't have to do any work. I just have to follow exactly what Emma says and it's all going to be good. And yeah, for some people, it will be. But you can't take that process as biblical. You have to take that process and realize that you will create your own process within that process. And is it really a process? Is it actually just your journey? Is it actually your journey unfolding and the universe showing us that when we don't control and when we don't force and when we actually flow and allow and are truly present and maybe not even seek solutions, we're flowing, we're allowing, we're feeling our emotions, that actually everything we need comes to us because we're in that total surrendered receiving energy. We're in that place of, we're in that almost healed place of fully receiving and fully receiving everything that we need in every moment, because we're not seeking a process, because we understand that it is not linear. Healing is not linear. A lot of things are not linear in this universe, and relaxing into that divine feminine energy and balancing the divine feminine energy as well helps you to be able to do so. But that's never going to fully remove our human desire for process. We have to check in with that, and we have to check in with that inner child and obviously see what they're seeking at any given moment that it does come up. But now you know, I'm not even going to call it a process. But now you know some random tips and tools that you can put in any order you want and at any stage you want. And you can then apply that to your own process, your internal process, your internal self. So I hope this has really resonated. I hope it's, sparked a chord with you, or struck a chord, should I say. And, you know, it's given you the permission to stop seeking a process and actually allow yourself to mess up. Because again, it is that permission slip to get it wrong. It is that permission slip to mess up. It is that permission slip to be our beautiful, messy human selves. But the process gives us control, the process gives us stability, and the process gives us perfectionism. But we live in a world where all of those things don't exist. So really, it's, I guess, processing that. Why is every word processing? Processing that, but allowing yourself to flow and allowing yourself to understand all of what I've said in this podcast, and that whether you write the book backwards, whether you write the book forwards to backwards, upside down, higgledy-piggledy, left to right, whatever, you're still going to get to finishing that book. And that's what I've had to tell myself. That book is still going to be a badass completed book. It doesn't matter if I didn't write it from chapter 1 to chapter 20. I've written it every which way you can think of and deleted about 10 chapters in the process and then written more and then changed the structure 10 times. But that is me authentically honouring my messy creative process. It's me honouring my messy creativeness, and it's me honouring how that book needs to come through in whatever way to be the strongest it can be. So although I can't see it, and it frustrates me in this present moment that I can't see how it all comes together and it magically flows and it magically is the best freaking book ever, I can't see that at this stage because I'm in the messy middle of it. But when that book is completed and I think, wow, okay, that really was written in a totally non-linear way without a process, but actually this is like my most favorite work, which it is already, and you know, this does make sense and this does flow, that's the universe guiding it the whole freaking way, and the universe guiding it in the way that it needs to come through. So when you're working with emotions, when you're working with healing, when you're working with letting go and surrendering, there is no linearness to it, there is no process. It really is an unraveling. And it's very much the feminine energy of unraveling, of inwards, of yang, of all of this. Whereas actually the law of attraction process is more of the yin energy, more of the masculine energy, more of the outer energy. So when we're dealing with things on the inner, we really have to realize there is no linear. Is linearness even a word? I'm going to say it. Linearness. There is nothing like that. So again, it's working with all these polarities and complexities of the universe and just flowing and saying, look, we're probably never going to know the full answer to how things work or how time works or whatever in this lifetime. But what we can do is remove the process, and what we can do is strip back the control and perfectionism and whatever is underneath that that is making us seek those processes, and actually allow ourselves to flow more and allow ourselves to receive more and trust ourselves more. It's about taking your power back, because when we're seeking a process, this was meant to be a short motivation drop and this has turned into like half an hour of goodness. You're welcome. But you know, clearly the universe wants me to talk about this. But when we're seeking a process, we're giving away our control because we're saying that something external to us and that somebody's process is the divine answer. And that basically, you know, like Emma's or whoever's process is like the holy grail of processes. And it's like, this one process will solve your life. Yes, it solved my life. Yes, it solved other people's lives. Yes, it can help a few people. But it's really taking that and saying, right, what's applicable to me? What works? How can I tailor this? How can I make my own internal process of flowing and surrendering and honoring myself and empowering myself and trusting myself whilst, you know, having that helpful guide and helpful tools to positively guide me to my own discovery of process. So it's about taking your power back, reclaiming your power. Like my favorite mantra, I reclaim my power. I call back all the lost pieces of myself. Amazing mantra. I reclaim my power. Say it every single day. We give our power away so easily. And I see it with these processes. If we give our power away by thinking that someone can fix our problems with a process. Yes, sometimes processes are helpful. Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely, as we know. But sometimes it's more of a guide, and sometimes we really have to use our intuition and our own inner guru, our own inner teacher, to really guide us to what is actually going to serve us individually as a process. So I hope that's made sense. I hope it's motivated you guys, and I hope it's inspired you to start to unravel the processes of processes and know that the real process is unlearning the process. And of course, everything I've mentioned in this podcast at the beginning as well can be found in the description down below. So you can go and head on over and read more about those too. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Lots of love, guys.